With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Israel's war cabinet deliberates, an anxious world awaits Israel's response to Iranian aggression. In the wake of Iran's missile and drone attacks on Israel over the weekend, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will vote in the coming days on an emergency aid package for Israel. The Salem News program this week on the Hill, Johnson warned that bipartisan support for Israel is critical at this moment in history.
This is an alarming thing. It's a dangerous thing. The reason we stand with Israel, for us, it's a matter of faith, but it's also a matter of geopolitical stability. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. If the world ever sees that we lack that resolve, they will come with all guns blazing, literally so, against Israel. It's a dangerous, dangerous situation right now. We cannot show a lack of resolve.
Speaker Johnson conferred with President Biden and other congressional leaders Sunday as the world awaits Israel's response. Israeli officials say the lion's share of the Iranian drones and missiles were shot down with the help of an international coalition whose partners include the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, jury selection getting underway this morning in Manhattan in the first of Donald Trump's four criminal prosecutions.
The New York case is centered on accusations that Trump sought to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during his 2016 presidential run. Indictments in this case made Trump the first ex-president charged with a crime. The trial gets underway despite repeated attempts by Trump lawyers to delay the trial and remove the judge. The former president, who denies any wrongdoing, has complained that he should be on the campaign trail, not in a courtroom. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They're running the 128th Boston Marathon today. Officials paused for a ceremony marking the 11th anniversary of the bombing that killed three people and wounded hundreds of others. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 118 points, the Nasdaq 22 points higher. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin man will go to jail for attacking a pro-life ministry.
The 29-year-old gets a 7.5-year term after pleading guilty to throwing two Molotov cocktails through the window of the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action on May 8, 2022. The attack came less than a week after the leak of a draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court's intention to overturn Roe v. Wade, which it ultimately did. The man will also pay nearly $32,000 in restitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A different kind of marriage bill has passed the Tennessee legislature. Lawmakers have approved a measure that would ban marriage between first cousins. The House voted 75-2, while the Tennessee Senate approved that legislation unanimously. Some lawmakers argued for an amendment to allow first cousin marriages if the couple first seeks the advice of a genetic counselor. However, that amendment was ultimately voted down by lawmakers. This is SRN News. It's a major move for the Lakota Nation.
A Native American-led nonprofit has purchased 40 acres of land in South Dakota's Black Hills area. The Cheyenne River Youth Project says it bought the land. The executive director of the project says the area is considered, quote, one of the most sacred places for the Lakota Nation. Some tribes in the U.S., Canada, and Australia have gotten their rights to ancestral lands restored in recent years with the growth of the Land Back movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Well, today is tax day, and the IRS is promoting the customer service improvements that the agency introduced since receiving tens of billions of dollars in new funding through the Democrat so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks have been higher this morning. The Nasdaq is up 10 points. More details, SRNNews.com.